looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, did anyone know that our new Premier, Chris Minns, fancies himself as a bit of a Napoleonic figure? I laughed out loud when I heard Chris Minns this morning. He's in the Daily Telegraph and he's comparing our housing shortage here in Sydney and the transformation of our city. And he compared it somehow to how Napoleon III rebuilt Paris in the mid-1800s. So what happened was that there was development in the centre of Paris, and that how Paris had sort of, I suppose, evolved led to a whole bunch of illness, crime, and they had some very narrow and dangerous streets in Paris in the mid-1800s, and there was stories of 20-odd people living in one-bedroom apartments where disease just spread very, very quickly. So then in comes Napoleon III after a revolution. He then staged a coup and declared himself emperor. And he arrested and exiled his opponents. So don't get any ideas, Chris Minns. But Napoleon III commissioned an architect called Haussmann to bulldoze parts of Paris and build 4 or 5 story apartment blocks. Now, these apartment blocks are identical. They look identical. Now, the interiors of the buildings, you can do whatever you want. They're left to the owners. But the facades, they're strictly regulated, and they must be exactly the same height, colour, material, and design. That was Haussmann's architecture. And these are the apartment blocks that are now in Paris. Chris Minns wants them right here in Sydney. That is his idea. Napoleon Minns of Cogra. He wants to build it right here in Sydney.
Looking at a street full of terrace houses or Haussmann-era Paris streets or boulevards is attractive on the eye. People like living in those communities. There's no reason why we can't do it. And having that kind of variation in a new street or an existing street often isn't pleasing to the eye, and the community often don't like it. It's a bit like looking at a face full of cracked teeth.
That's a bit harsh, Premier. Cracked teeth, he reckons. Chris Minns reckons Sydney suburbs look like cracked teeth. That audio thanks to the Daily Telegraph. Well, thanks, Chris Bonaparte. Now, he floated this with the Daily Telegraph. Effectively, a stack of identical 4-story apartment blocks to be built, which have an agreed design with the building commissioner. And the plan is for those identical 4-story apartment blocks to be built in the inner suburbs of Sydney. So the inner ring of Sydney is from the airport in the south all the way out to the Spit Bridge at Mossman in the north, and from Moore Park in the east to Drummoyne and Haberfield in the west. It's actually laughable that he said this. Haussmann-era architecture. Fair dinkum. This is Sydney. It's not Paris. They've got the Louvre. We've got Leichhardt. They've got the Eiffel Tower. We've got the Eastern Distributor. They've got Picasso's, we've got Parramatta Road. You get my drift, right? Now, this overhaul didn't happen with some sort of regret when they did it in the 1800s in Paris either. Here's a quote, quote, "We weep with our eyes full of tears for the old Paris when we see the grand and intolerable new buildings, the costly confusion, the triumphant vulgarity, the awful materialism that we are going to pass on to our descendants." Hey, Premier, less French history and just build more homes.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.